take you wherever. I can't ask for no one better. Girl, you're so cold that you can't take off your sweater. All about the bread, going ham with the cheddar. You know I'm a lick and your food to make it better. It's the little things you do to keep me connected to you. It's the little things, it's the little things. And baby, I can't help the way I feel. At least you know my love's real. At least you know how I really feel.
That was Amazing Woman, K.E.D. Draymond. Check it out on YouTube. Let's get into the interview. Singer, artist, Draymond. Welcome back. Welcome back. Point of Perspective Podcast. Man, special opportunity to do something I've been wanting to do since I started the podcast. Getting a chance to speak to bona fide talent, homegrown talent. And you just heard some of the music played for the intro, not the usual intro music, but this gentleman's music. I thought we'd go ahead and jump the intro off that way instead. Without further ado, I'm gonna let this gentleman introduce himself. I'm sure a lot of y'all know him. For those who don't, y'all about to know him. Y'all about to see a lot more of him. Sir, tell the people who you are.
What's going on? What's going on? Yes, it's the boy K. You already know K.E.D. We out here live with Jermaine. You already know we out here. I'm just nervous. I'm nervous. Good. This is the first little podcast interview I'm actually doing. I just started the career, so I'm just like getting in the swing of everything right now.
Awesome, man. How was your day so far, man?
It was pretty good. You know, I'm waking up just trying to get a little productive, get some things in order, schedule some appointments, different things like that.
Yeah. Good deal, man. Good deal. Crazy. Before I throw it to you to like let the people know, you know, just like where you from and how you got started, I'm gonna tell them how I came across you.
Let's do it. Because it's crazy how it actually happened.
A few weeks ago, me, my partner Emery, we was in Chillin' Grill in North Charleston sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And first, we wasn't even gonna go there first, and so we decided. So anyway, long story short, we ended up at Chillin' Grill.
Yeah.
What was it? It was a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, because everybody was drinking. Yeah. Shot. You know how that go on Tuesday.
And so this guy rolled up in there, and already you could tell he had the charisma. Didn't know what he did yet, but you know, you just know when you meet somebody or when somebody comes in the room, you know they are about something. So that's when he said, "Hey man, listen. I'm an R&B artist." Now, you know, sometimes you hear people say that and you say, they just pull them a chain, you know, and or someone says, "Hey, you know, I got a mixtape or whatnot." So this man busted some notes just like that. Ain't no warm up. He didn't have no lemon water or hot tea.
He said lemon water.
this man just came with the acapella. And I said, "Oh, shit. We got the real deal in the building."
I was nervous, you know, as usual.
But he did it, though. He did it, you know. And that's one of those things, you know, when opportunity is at the door, sometimes you don't have time to prep yourself. You have to kind of already be ready.
Yeah, you just got to go.
And he was ready, you know. And hopefully, by the end of the interview, I can talk him into giving y'all just a little sample.
Maybe, you know.
A little sample of something, but I just wanted to put it out there how I met this gentleman on a chance, and here we are. I told him, "Hey, I got the podcast. I think you need to be on. Let's go ahead and get this interview, and you know, let's archive, you know, what's going to be happening for you in the future, man." So I want you to tell the people, hey, like, where you from exactly here,
okay,
and just a little bit before we get into the hard
questions. All right. So I'm from James Island, Charleston, South Carolina. A few people know me out here. You know, some people don't, but that's where I'm from. Grew up, born and raised down there, right? It's a neighborhood called the Valley, right by Lemon Tree. It's Dollar General. The City Hall actually is over there right now. That's like right by my house where everybody's at. Everybody's family oriented down there. So it's a little different things, you know, that happens in family, but you know, that's where we at. I've been in West Ashley a lot, in North Charleston. So a lot of people may know me out there, probably as Sav or Drew, different things as the business name, but all of them, it was just one person, me.
Ten four, man. James Allen, I got some crazy James Allen stories. I'll tell you off the air.
James Allen gets wild. I'm trying to tell you, like, you know, I ain't been at it too long, yeah, but it's get wild.
I mean, that's all right, man. Man, let's jump into it, man. When did you know you had a talent, or you know you had something special? You know, because you know people sing in the shower all the time, yeah, and they sing along with the radio. But when did you know, like, okay, I'm a little bit better than
the average kind.
Just the average person out there doing this?
I would say it was like in middle school, early middle school, mm-hmm. probably like sixth grade mm-hmm. or like fifth grade, I want to say. And a jazz vocalist, Andrea Dupree, came to my school. I went to a discipline school like half my life. So she came to the school, and, you know, working with us. And I actually just had learned how to play Lean On Me. You know, that's so easy on the piano.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was playing that with my guy, Terrence Moultrie. And then next thing you know, he was a singer. And Miss Antley, it was a music class and everything. And we started singing Lean On Me while we playing it. And then they was like, okay, you actually got a little something. And I was like, what y'all talking about? I don't know what y'all talking about. And then that's when actually everything started with that. I kind of knew, okay, I might have something with this music, that just like right there.
Yeah.
And when she heard me and came working with me, I got like she gave me an opportunity to open up for a boutique festival downtown.
Wow.
And this is all like in fifth grade, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know I didn't really begin to fathom everything. But this is like, now that I see everything, how it turned out, I see that was like the beginning of all that. So
yeah.
I got the boutique festival, Park Circle. I got to perform at the Christmas parade. Santa Claus is coming to town, if some people remember.
Mm-hmm.
I did like three performances downtown at Marion Square. Is it Marion Square?
Yeah. Marion Square.
And that was the beginning phase of it. Yeah.
Wow, man. That's, dude, fifth grade. Man, I remember being in fifth grade. I had nothing to do with opening up no house like that.
It was pretty dope.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, that is wild, man. What would do, like, so from a family thing, is anybody in the family, in your family, immediate family, inspired you to sing, like at church or just family functions? Or would you be like a diamond in the rough?
In the rough. No, definitely not a diamond in the rough. So my mom and my dad, they're two opposites kind of. So my mom is a shy person. She be singing, and my dad, he outgoing and he be rapping. It's just like them two different characteristics. They all just involved and came in me and bulked in me, or whatever the word is.
Right.
And I just took that. I guess that's where I got it from.
Man, that's good, man. That's good. Usually, one of the parents, you know, like an aunt or uncle, you know, passes that gene.
That gene down.
Know, it's like,
I just found out, actually, a few weeks ago, my granddad told me Teddy Riley was my family member. So I've been trying to get in contact with him. But you know what I'm saying? How that goes. It's been a while since he got in contact with the family on Green Hill. So
Because he has family down here.
Green Hill, that's where everybody, all of them, I think that's where his sister actually lives, and that's where I live. So that's like the Valley, Lemon Tree, Green Hill is right there by Dollar General. That's all family from that whole road,
right.
Fort Johnson Road.
You keep plugging, man. Your voice gets loud enough out there.
He'll hear it eventually.
He will hear it. He will hear it, man. It's crazy. I just watched for, you know, my, I'm a little older than you.
Yeah.
So, man, I've been watching old, Guy documentaries, you know, because that was one of his groups, you know, Guy and Blackstreet.
Okay, you know, I gotta get in tune with it.
Yeah, man, you know, some of the groups he put together, you know, back in the 80s.
And you just been recently watching it?
I've been having flashbacks and watching all that stuff on YouTube, man. And I mean, he's a genius, man. So,
yeah,
I mean, it would be super, super dope. If the two of you can link up, man, and you know.
I just want to let him like be like, dang, I didn't know we were family, hey, kind
man,
of
listen,
thing. Like,
you know, one of the first things is speaking it to
in existence. Yeah, because the power of tongue is powerful.
Exactly.
If a lot of people don't know, so
exactly
watch what you say, because it's always, it could happen.
And so How would you describe the type of music that you create?
Okay, this is a weird one. I don't classify myself as a singer, kind of. So it's like a vibe, really. So when you just want to have a little bit of fun, you ain't really trying to, you know, stress out. You're just trying to vibe, literally. Mm-hmm. That's when you can put me on and just put your clothes on, get ready for the day. You can just catch a vibe, literally. Just have some fun. That's how it is. All fun. Maybe talking about drinking, partying and stuff, or a female, but that's all fun. So,
Right. I got you, man. Okay, man. That's what's up, man.
Some songs are structured like "Amazing Woman." That's kind of like a little bit of, you know, on topic and different things. But I kind of versatile it because I just started with the singing. So really, I was speaking on the singing. But when it comes to like me as an artist, completely, it's really like whatever comes to me. So it's like really versatile. I can be rapping like an underground rapper, conscious and stuff like that. Next 1 minute and the next minute I'm dancing and singing or something.
I got you.
I'm out here with NBA YoungBoy, though, you know what I'm saying? So just,
right on.
Yeah.
So speaking of the single,
mm-hmm.
what is the creative process to put something like that together?
Okay, that "Amazing Woman" was actually a weird process because I just came back from Santa Monica. Lewis McCullough was out there. Me and my people's Al, so they actually knew each other, and I think they're family related. Al's my cousin, so I don't know how that works. But we went out there, spent some time with him. I think it was the weekend, and we went to the studio, different things like that. And I got back, and I took that like that was a because once I figured out who he was and everything, because I didn't know the whole trip. So it was like once I got back and I just took it in and I was like, you know, he was telling me you got to do this because I just went into the studio and did like a freestyle because I wasn't supposed to go. And then he was like telling me, listen, this is like a radio sound, this, that, and the third. And more than him, but just that trip after that, it was like a solidification. Like, this is like a height that I reached. And I had to keep on excelling from that point.
Right.
So that's how that happened.
I got you. Okay. Let's fast forward real quick.
Okay.
You rolling, you put out an album.
Yeah.
Right? So now, usually on a sophomore album is when people do a lot of collaborations.
Okay.
Right? Who would you want to collab with that's current or past?
Okay.
Who do you think your sound matches up with and y'all can bounce off back and forth? You know, I think one of the most powerful collaborations right now is Drake. And
Future.
I knew it was Drake and Chris Brown. You know, like anytime the three of them
get together,
it's magic. So for you, what would be that magic combination?
Okay, it's actually some really cool artists I've been learning, like getting to find out about. So Don Tolliver.
Okay.
I believe that's his name. He's with Travis Scott and all of them. He's on the rise. He's been doing his thing since 2018, and I just found out about him. But I would definitely love to do something with him, but on a more like bigger person and like more idolized person, it would be Chris Brown. That's my idol.
See?
So
Breezy.
So if Breezy, if you're listening, holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Make my dreams come true. That's
definitely
what I want.
Definitely. So would it be an up tempo or a slow song?
It would be, I don't even know. That's why I say it. It's like whatever beat come on and I feel it, is that's what's going to happen.
Right. Okay, so I mean, you know, I don't want to start no mess, but who's winning a dance battle if y'all got to get into it?
Listen, Breezy, I'm going to tell you right now, when I get my choreographer and get back into it, you better look out, because I'm going to tell you.
Them are some strong words, my brother, but okay. Hey, we're going to ride with
it. I ain't seen him do a bunch of flips in a while, so we're going to see. We're going to see what's up.
You said the age is starting to tell on him, huh?
I don't know, but listen, we're going to handle it.
Right, man. Hey, listen, man, you got to have confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Building that, yeah.
So let's back up again. So we had Jump Into the Future. Let's
go back
up
a little bit.
You rising through the ranks, and in that process, what are three big artists you would love to open up for?
So we already since we already said Breezy, we're gonna switch it up with somebody else. Some big artists I want to open up for. Ooh, I didn't even think of this one. Probably Travis Scott. He's a pretty good artist to open up for with his fan base and just everything around, like surrounding him. It's a good, because he's
seen
a good marketer.
Any of his shows, like on YouTube, they are crazy.
Exactly. Like
his shows are just like a production.
Exactly. That's why he's like excelled so much, and not just in music and clothing and different things. That's kind of why I want to be with him, because he's not just focused on music. A lot of artists that just come out, they just, oh, I'm a rapper now and I'm gonna do this every day. You gotta venture out with different things. And the way that he done it, once you put Travis Scott on a pair of shoes, it's all the way up. So I want to be something like that. And you said three?
Three. You got two
so
more.
We got two more. All right. dang, let's think. Jacquees, he'd be a pretty good little sound.
All right, vibe. All right.
You know, something to vibe out to. And the ladies would love that, I think. And last but not least.
Travis Scott, Jacquees.
And Drake. We got to throw. I can't leave Drake out there.
Listen, I mean, you know, you got to go where the money is.
You got to go.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, automatically, if you open it for Drake. That's a paycheck.
Paycheck. That's not just for the check, Drake. It's, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That's a bag. That's definitely a bag.
Definitely, man.
And a solidification. And, you know, I can up the price on myself then. Mm-hmm. So,
right,
yeah, the bag.
Right, man. That's kind of a off the beat question.
Okay.
What would you say is one of the most useless talents that you have that people might not know? There's something that you can do that really serves no.
That's a good question.
That serves no real purpose.
What is a talent? A useless talent that I have? I don't know. It's something like, all right, so I can drop something on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, you know, say you're stalking something. And I can just, if it falls, I can just catch it. You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty, every time it happens, it's dope as heck. I can go, oh, snap, or somebody can throw something and I look, oh.
You know what I mean? You know, you could probably be on the B team for like an X-Men movie. You know, they just like, you know, if somebody throws something, you
just catch it real quick. Like,
yeah. But you don't actually fight in battles because.
I ain't trying to do all that.
That ain't get you nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to dodge nothing. I'm just trying to catch it. Let me see.
Right. Have you ever just been in a store, Walmart, wherever, and then you just started singing? You just kind of went into a song like a trance. Like you just started singing and then
not
like,
full out singing, but just like singing.
You just started singing and then caught yourself like I'm singing kind of loud.
Yeah. I do be like catching myself. Like say I got headphones in or something, and I'm just, I usually don't wear headphones in the store, but say I did, like one time I'd be singing like the song and I'd be like, hold up, let me take one out. Oh, I know everybody that heard me. Like that's what happened like that. So yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, anybody ever like him to you and say, man, like that was good.
No, I've been actually trying to have that happen. I did it yesterday. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
We was in the store like PetSmart or something, and then I was just singing a little song, different things, and just trying to. So a lady actually looked back like, okay.
Right.
And then got in her car, but you know, I want someone to like, hey, I'm a founder of this company, A&R.
Right.
That's what
I'm waiting on. You never know.
Yeah,
never
that's know. Why I tell people, you just gotta keep going.
If you weren't pursuing a career,
mm-hmm.
you know, as an artist,
mm-hmm.
what would you be doing?
I would definitely still be like an entrepreneur, my own boss, because even without me doing the music, I still do a lot of different things. I'm always selling something, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like trying to get my merchandise off at my shop and different things. Like even when I was a kid, I was selling my old toys out the house. So definitely always would it be like a entrepreneur, probably owning like flipping houses or something,
mm-hmm.
getting like probably have flipping cars, different things, because all you need is just like a license and then catch these things like Tuesday, FHA loans, get contractors. It's different things to it. So I would definitely be like my own business boss type entrepreneur.
Awesome, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you talked about performing in fifth grade, Marion Square. Current times, where are a couple of places you performed at?
Recently, I went to Savannah. So December 3rd is when I took different levels of serious.
Mm-hmm.
But December 3rd was like, yep, I got to go superstar. So that was when I performed at Island Breeze in Savannah, Georgia.
Cool.
And I also came back and came to Purple Buffalo by the Hub, headed towards downtown.
Yeah.
Performed there, Club Motivation, and I think that's in Somerville. So those like the three recent clubs that I performed at.
Cool, man. Mm-hmm. And with something like that, do you get nervous before you perform, or is it you like it's whatever now?
usually it's just like how I did it at the bar. It's like, ah, dang it, y'all don't make fun of me. All right, so let's go. Right. So then that's how I just jump into it. So that's how it goes. Like, I'm always nervous anything I go and do, but it's like, I gotta do it. I gotta get comfortable with it. Eventually, I'll be secondhand nature. It'll be second nature to me. Yeah. So I do get nervous, but then I just go at it.
Yeah. Man, I've heard stories of some performers would like throw up before they go on stage.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Yeah, like
crazy stories, man.
I mean, a big crowd like that, I don't know what I would do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had a crowd of 30,000 people
ready
to like, okay, let's see what's going on. So I think with my first performance, I definitely might be, like with that type of crowd, I definitely might be a little bit more nervous.
Yeah.
But I definitely think I'll just go out and do it.
Awesome, man. Mm-hmm. And nothing to it, man. What message would you give your fans? Like, what would you tell them, like, as far as, like, just whatever? What do you think they want to know about you?
Okay.
That they don't know?
That y'all don't know. A few people might not know, but I'm a big old Christian. Like, a gigantic Christian. So, everybody be like, what? When they say it, like, boy, stop it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a big old Christian. Everything I do, I walk with Jesus. So, at the end of the day, my tie was flat this morning. And I didn't know. I was like, what the heck? And then somehow my cousin, he just got his tie thing to air it up this morning. Mm-hmm. So that's like everything that the devil tries to do, put in my way, no weapons formed against me. So I'm a big old Christian. Everything, and I want everybody like to know, this is why I started the music, to get, when I get on a big platform, I want everybody to know that, you know, I'm like a warrior intruding the industry under God. Like everything, faith of mustard seed, and just keep good intentions with everything you do. So that's like my message.
10-4. Mm-hmm. 10-4, man. That's a good outlook to have on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
With the rise of social media, because, you know, you go back 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Social media was not like what it was.
Not today.
You go back 20 years ago.
Definitely so not.
With the rise of social media, how has that helped what you are trying to achieve?
Because I definitely can get to different areas that I wouldn't be able to, and like faster, different things. I don't have to travel to go to different, like Uganda, for them to hear one of my songs. I can probably just send it to someone on Instagram in Uganda and then get it started going there. So definitely it helps you connect with the world more.
Yeah.
So
that's, man, it's crazy because when I first started the podcast,
mm-hmm.
after about, I don't know, a couple of months.
Yeah,
I got an email, and it's so crazy you say Ghana. I got an email from somebody in Ghana, mm-hmm. somebody in London, and a person in Japan. You know, saying, oh, like, man, just a quick overview. They liked the content.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't know. I think they listened to one of the more ethnic episodes.
Okay, about different things going on. Okay.
I think I had an episode about the psychology of black business, and I had this guy from Japan.
Okay. Just in tune.
Just like, man, I didn't know this and that, man. It was so informative. But you know,
and if
just,
that's from Japan, so you know them business minded people.
But,
that's,
but you know, it's crazy, but you know, with that, with the whole internet, social media, just
being able to connect with those
people. It's amazing how you can be somebody listening to you like in a whole different time zone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You probably sleeping.
And they just up. Like,
and they up listening to your content.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It gives you like, it's this thing, a word that stuck with me. I used to work for Disney. Serotonin. It's serotonin. That's serotonin. Every time, I think that brings it out. So that's like an addictive drug. Once you get like that positive little feeling in you, that's the serotonin. So I get that every time I see someone like liking, commenting, sharing different things. It's like it motivates you to just keep going. Like, that's dope.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. To date, what is your favorite song to perform?
Slide. I feel like Slide is like a dope song to perform because it's a club feeling. Girl, I catch you vibing up. It's just so there. It brings everybody with you, like, you know. And definitely when I get like my choreography dances, backup dances, it's gonna be full effect. Full effect.
Right on. What is the best advice you've ever been given?
keep going. But honestly, you got to keep, like, consistency. That's the best thing, because no matter what I done, I've always, like, even with school, I didn't graduate, you know. Some people may not know, but I didn't graduate because of the brains I FA'd due to absences. Because I get, like, first quarter, I'm, like, the top of my class. It's 98s and everything. But after the second quarter, I'm just lit. Everybody, I'm with all the seniors. We out early, late ends, everything. Like, I'm a freshman, you know what I'm saying? So I always want to, like, I don't never finish things throughout. Mm-hmm. So the best advice would just be stay consistent and, like, don't let up. Right. And ever since I, like, really grasped that, that's been, like, the best advice for
me. Okay, good deal, man. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, some of the best advice for me is just putting my head down and doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, just blocking out outside
noise. And yeah, just indulged in what,
like,
you're doing.
Putting, like, the blinders on. You see those big Clydes their horses have on.
Yeah.
All they can see is straight ahead.
You don't need to see nothing else.
I don't know what else is going on side of me, but yeah, I know I'm getting this work done. I'm getting just that much closer
that
to
progress, your goal
in hand. If you could remake a famous song, what would it be? It could be from the past or current day.
Oh,
what,
man,
is a song that you think you could do some serious justice to in doing a remake?
Some serious justice to? Sir. Oh, I don't know about serious. Grand, dude. Serious justice? Man, I don't know. It's so much music out here that I can't even just pick one song right now. But just to say a quick little recent one, Don Toliver, Mamma Mia. That's pretty a dope little song I heard like a few days ago from him. And I think if I was on that song, we would make some history with that a little bit.
Okay.
But we definitely need like a 90s jam remixed, like, for that history song. Like Juicy, like how they did with Juicy,
that. I got you. Are there any artists that you wonder where they are now? That you probably was listening to a few years ago, like, man, I was really feeling what they was doing, and you know, like, where they at now though?
Who's been going? Well, I don't know if I would say where they at now, but Playboi Carti just went left. I don't even know what he got going on.
Yeah,
he just all over the place. So I guess him, because I was listening to him for a little minute. Even Famous Dex, he kind of fell off and different things. So that's like my recent kind of people. A little older. Does Tyrese still make music?
I want to say Tyrese. I think he tried to put an album
out.
I don't know how. I would assume it didn't do any big numbers.
Yeah,
you know, because I didn't hear anything more about it.
Yeah, but that's some, like, a person, like, we don't really hear too much about Tyrese. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was out here, Fast and Furious, Day, when he came, even with the music, he was out here. But ever since, like, that old situation with the lawyers, that's the only big thing we heard from them, and that was negative news. So it's kind of, where's Tyrese right now? He all right?
I do believe he was struggling with some mental health issues. You know? So I hope he got the help that he needed, you know.
Honestly, I don't even say it's mental health.
He was just going through a divorce,
too. Yeah, that's what it was, when he had to pay all that money, and he went live, and, like, he was crying and stuff like that. But I think, like, with mental health and stuff with them, it's just, like, it's a lot of different things, like, you know, on different scales that they going through. Like, with even, because we worldly, it's, like, a lot of worldly things going on, so... Right. In that industry, you know how they say it's a bunch of evil stuff going on. So it's stuff like that. I don't know. I can't even imagine what he could probably be going through.
Right.
Like,
right,
on a spiritual level.
Right.
You know?
Right. I got you. Mm-hmm. What are the upcoming events you got going on, man? What's the schedule looking like for you? So, you know, somebody trying to catch you live.
See what's going on.
Like what's going on in the near future?
All right. Well, we had a show coming up on this week, like tomorrow, a few days, like on the 27th.
Okay.
But we might not do that one. But on for sure, April 3rd, I'll be at the Purple Buffalo, and we'll be performing with Skrilla Keys event, birthday bash, and it's lit.
Okay. Purple Buffalo, April 3rd?
April 3rd.
Okay, April 3rd. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars, people, on that right there.
Yes, yes.
You know, so if people trying to find your music.
Mm-hmm.
Find you on social media.
Yeah. Where they can do all that at.
Yeah, give it to us.
Okay, okay. So, Instagram. Let me see if I can do a quick little run through. Instagram is OSOKED__. Twitter is THHKED. I don't really be on there, but follow me. Facebook is my actual name. Dremon, Dremon. White Marquez. And, yeah, Apple Music. I'm on all platforms. KED. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, everything. Tidal, you can check my music out. 3 singles. Well, 4 now. One just came out today. Yeah, featuring Tay. Slide, featuring D1 Drex. Amazing Woman, which yours truly, in Turbulence with me. So, that's where y'all can find me at.
Yeah, man. Listen, y'all. This is a talented brother. Like I said, we will try to put him on the spot. Let's see if he'll give y'all like a quick sample.
Oh, I forgot he was coming
out. Yeah, I forgot he said that
at the beginning.
Yeah, man, listen, can you give them just a little something?
All right.
You know, but ain't no music in the background.
Nothing.
You know, this is right here raw. Just raw off the rip.
Okay. Let me see. All right. I'm going to do something like I don't even know. Take it down, I really wanna take it down and show you what I'm about. Can I take it now? Your body up, your body up and down. So don't stop. Right there. I was nervous at the beginning, y'all, I swear.
Yeah. I'm talking about, man. Man, listen, man, it has been, yes sir, man. Hey man, definitely appreciate you coming through.
No, you know, I appreciate you, vice versa.
Yeah, man. You got any shout outs you want to give, anything like that, man? Let's hit them with that right there.
All right. It's a lot of people I can shout out. So if I miss y'all, just listen. Y'all already know what it is. So I'm going to shout out Al. I'm going to shout out Jermaine. I'm going to shout out my guy, family. I'm going to shout out my mom. She's supporting low key. I just want to shout out everybody that's supporting me. It's a whole lot of people that I can name. But gotta shout out God, number one. And it's just, like I said, there's a whole list of y'all that I could be naming right now. But just, I'm doing a little quick rough draft. Y'all know, it shouts to y'all too. Shout out to everybody that's supporting me.
10-4, mm-hmm. Man. This has been Point of Perspective Podcast. Follow on all the social media outlets. Email perryperspective80@gmail. Man, it's been a pleasure doing this interview. Man, looking forward to seeing so much from you in the future.
Hopefully.
You know what I'm saying, man? And on your way to the top, don't forget about the little people.
Oh, we got, most definitely. We can't do nothing without them. It's a minority, you know what I'm saying? We out here with each other. All we got is each other. Yeah, that's it.
But hey, until next time, Point of Perspective Podcast out.
Y'all ready?